You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Page Kuf Chav Beis, the very end, or on the last two paragraphs, the Ramban Shita in Lo Yuchol Levakir. V'dei Das HaRamban B'Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? B'Mitzvahs Lo Sa'aseh Yud Beis Shehishlim. So I mentioned the Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, besides the Ramban having a running commentary and criticism of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah by mitzvah. At the very end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban has a list of both mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo aseh that he feels the Rambam forgot. As I mentioned, one of the most prominent ones in the aseh is Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban feels the Rambam forgot to list as a mitzvah d'oraisa Birchas HaTorah. Be that as it may, the Ramban also feels that in the mitzvahs lo aseh in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam forgot a very important mitzvah that has to do with the mitzvah we're learning in the Chinuch. And that is that there is a lav d'oraisa of lo yuchol levakir. Right? The hamavir nachala, correct, that someone who is mavir nachala mi b'chor, after lo mahani masav, even though the Torah is telling you it won't work, and despite all of your efforts, the Bechor, the rightful Bechor, still has the claim to the Pishnayim. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. Nevertheless, an attempt, although it is a feeble attempt that does not work, causes a man to be over what? An Isser Lav Doraisa. Ki Av Delo Mahani Masav, nevertheless, Bal Korcho, nevertheless, the Halacha is that he is over a what? He's over a Lav, correct? And what's the lav? The lav is the lav of lo yuchol levakir.
But the bechor himself could be mevatel as bechor,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
Not only once he receives it, he's not allowed to go. Well, he is. You're right. He's allowed to say it's okay.
Because it's matana.
Correct. Because matana kari l'rachman. Correct. Matana kari l'rachman. And we had last time a question about what point in time can he do that. The Ksaizah Shita was, even during the father's lifetime, the Bechor can renounce his Pishnayim. But the father has no right to Lo Mahani Masav, the Al-Korcho Yirash Pishnayim.
You're going to look up if you could sell your interest. In
I'm sorry, I did not. I have to apologize. I was away for Shabbos and I got home last night like 12:30 or so, so I didn't have a lot of time. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Oiver. Correct, which means that I should have prepared during the week, and I apologize. Mikom makom over ha'av b'lo sa'aseh, the lo yuchol levakir. This is a very interesting machlokes. A big deal is made of this machlokes, whether lo yuchol levakir is considered to be an actual, as the Ramban says, a mania. The Ramban calls the lo sa'aseh a mania, meaning you can't even make an attempt. The Ramban feels that since the Torah says lo yuchol levakir, it is an issur d'oraisa even to make an attempt. And even though the Torah is also telling you that attempt is futile and will not work, nevertheless, the attempt to go ahead and deviate is enough to be over a lav d'oraisa.
Like Tamura.
Yes, exactly like Tamura, correct? Exactly. Dafka, right? Sorry.
But the Gemara never refers to, never refers to this as a case where Rava, I forgot who holds Rava.
Rava Nabaye, Machlokas, Kodam Rachmani, Iyavid Mahani Alo Mahani. I do not recall, and I think it's correct, that this case is brought anywhere in the Gemara. I don't remember the Taisusim. Taisus brings other cases that he questions. For instance, Taisus, I think on Gimel and Beis, the bottom, asks about Lo Sishchat Chometz Al Dam Zivchi. Correct. How come it doesn't pass the Pesach? So Taisus, throughout the sugya, asks about certain other lo sa'aseh. But I do not think the sugya or the Rishonim there bring lo yuchol levakir as a raya one way or the other. Okay, let me see where I am. The lo sa'aseh.
The gam came by say.
Sorry.
No, they're the same thing. He said it's over an assay, lo sa'aseh, the gam came by say.
So he holds there's also an assay here, correct? The gam mitzvahs assay. Sorry. Am I also up to Vagam Mitzvah Saseh or not?
The Vagam came by Seh, Kiyas Bukhar.
I'm sorry, I lost the point. Vagam came by Seh, Kiyas HaBukhar. Right, I'm not sure. I need the Bali Kriya here. Okay, there was no trup there. Okay, but it's okay. Okay.
Ben has
no. Oyver belav v'aseh.
Yakel alo says peace nine.
So once, okay, oyver belav v'aseh. He's over both. There's a lav and an aseh. Nevertheless, the Rambam does not count either a lav or aseh in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Correct? Afalpi delo mahani masav. V'gam mitzvahs aseh al ha'av im ein ha'bechor yadua. Let's say he has a whole bunch of sons and no one is aware for whatever reason who the Bechor is. And even amongst the children themselves, interestingly enough, then no one knows who Bechor is. They definitely need counseling in this family, correct? Lohodia, there's a mitzvah on the father to make known before he dies what? Shehu ha-Bechor. Who is the Bechor? Imlohidia, and if he's not Modia, bitol mitzvah saseh.
Can I go back for a minute?
1 second.
Okay.
The Harambam eino choishev right zois ki hu sfira lehu din nachlas, that this all goes under the general umbrella of hilchos nachlas. The eino over rak veino over rak hatoira, what the Torah is just coming to hear when it says lo yuchel avakev. It's not coming to add a lav or to delineate a lav, but rather it's just coming to tell you that what?
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. You should know that he doesn't have the kayacher.
Right?
Right. Rakatora kosva de enu yochel lahaver. Ayen baram bansham varavu mechaver meviu bekitzer. So I think the last page that I printed was Kufchav Gimel. The Chinuch brings this on page Kufchav Dalet. And the reason I didn't print Kufchav Dalet is because I think we only have 2 lines of the Minchas Chinuch and Kufchav Dalet. But on page Kufchav Dalet, for anyone who has an actual sefer, the Chinuch does bring this Shitas Ramban at the end. V'zos ha'azhara gam kein lo chishav oso harav hanizkar. He says the Rav hanizkar, the Ram does not bring this. Ela shekol hakol ben mitzvahs din anachlas. And the Chinuch says the Rambam just includes this within the general din nachlus. So if someone could grab for me a mishpatim in the Rambam, I just want to see what the Rambam lists in the Kaiteris and Hilchos Nachlus. In the very beginning of Hilchos Nachlus, the Rambam usually has a Koteres.
On top.
And the Koteres is like a keser, like a crown.
On the right. On the
where
right,
he
right,
introduces okay. All of his Sfarim in Yad
HaZaka.
The top
shelf.
It's on the cross Gadolus over here.
What are you looking for?
Mishpatim Rambam.
Rambam.
Why are you doing it? Because I have
one line over here. I thought, Yom Tov Chavdalet. When I had it in Mitzvah, Lo, Sfarim in the Kavis, or Chav Malkan, or Chav Zman. It doesn't have to be Rambam.
Excuse me, you have it right. No, keep going in that paragraph. The Rav has the whole paragraph in the Chinuch?
Well, that's
the last paragraph.
If you go down 6 lines in the Chinuch, it says, V'haramban zal, kosov ki harambam zal.
Mitzvah shall say achas, v'hi din seder nachalos.
Right, that's it. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah. And lechora to mitzvahs I say, I'm not sure exactly what it is or how he brings it to say for hamitzvahs, but the Rambam says there's one halacha din nachlus, and within that is lo yuchol levakir. So could it be that the Rambam also says you're over a lav, or you're over an iser, or you're over a mitzvah? He just does not list it. Let's say a man makes an attempt to be maver b'chor.
Listen, what would be the practical way to be over this? How can one be over this?
So Ramban in that piece says if a guy articulates and verbalizes it, like Tamura, like the Rav said by Tamura, how are you over the Issa Tamura? It says in the first mission of Tamura, Sofeg is hard by him.
But it's different from Tamura. That's what I wanted to ask you. Tamura, the second one becomes Kaddish. The fact that it doesn't work means that the first one also remains Kaddish. But here, right. Nothing happens. Zero. Right. Nothing happens.
Correct.
There was consequence. There is a consequence
there. Here is no consequence.
Here, A, there's no consequence. But Chayyab is no consequence. And Lachamot, so it's Nishlan
no consequence.
Okay, but the Ramban says if a guy just verbalizes, if you look at the Ramban carefully in this Hasakim Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah yud bei shachar ram mitzvah lo saseh. He says once the person makes a verbalization, that's it. He verbalizes, he's over the lav. So there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says like this. There's a shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, that within the banim, within the yorshim, you could be mavir, correct? You could be mar, but you could be mike, right? That's the shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka we learned a few times. That even on the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Vav Amud Beis says that you're not allowed to say benize lo yirash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says there's a pasuk, vahaya b'yom hamchilo es banav. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Broka. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Ayin Ches, passes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That there's the ability amongst the sons to funge and jockey the different positions. You can say to one son, you know what? I want to give you, instead of 50-50, I want to do 70-30. That you are allowed to do. As long as you do it in a positive way, that's hanchala. No, you're not allowed to negate and say you're not
100% to one son, and resulting taking away from every other son, and that's also legal.
That's okay, as long as right. So there's two days in the Ramah. Do you have to start out in a positive way? Meaning, if you say to one son you're getting 100, then you follow by saying to the other son you get nothing. Since you started in a positive way, you get 100. It works. Then there's another day in the Ramah, even if you start in the negative, you get zero, but you finish it off to the other one saying you get 100. According to the other day in the Ramah, that also works. But the idea is you're being marbe, and that's a hanchala. Hanchala is allowed, but it's only allowed liyorshim, correct? I can't take a nephew, I can't. You can only take people who are actually yorish, meaning both sons will participate in Yerusha. Right, ben abon, exactly. But it says you might think you could do the same thing by a bechor. This is a Gemara, and it's also a Sifri. Actually, for sure it's a Sifri. I don't remember if it's a Gemara. So the Sifri says like this: Yochol bechor, you could also af bechor. Talmud loimer lo yuchol levakir. That's the Sifri. So the Ramban says that's an Isser. See, if you would learn that Sifri, what would you learn? You would learn Talmud Lomar Lo Yuchal Levaker, just teaching you it doesn't work. Because it's coming in the context of Rabbi Yochanan Broker, right? The Sifri says, V'hayabam yom chilo es banav, yochal leimar, beniza yirash, marbel mamayit. Yochal af b'chor, you can be marbel mamayit from the b'chor. Talmud Lomar Lo Yuchal Levaker. So it's interesting the Ramban brings that, but I would think Pashup Shat there is it doesn't work, right? Because it's bringing a case where it does work.
And if it only said lo yivakir, that would imply what? If it just said lo yivakir, then said lo yuchal levakir, which is clearly a strange language, right? So it said lo yivakir, it would mean it would be a lav, clearly.
So I just want to say something. The Ramban says the exact opposite, by the way. Very interesting. You read the Ramban says, I'll prove to you it's a lav, because it says lo yuchal. The extra yuchal, the Ramban says, is a proof it's a lie.
Because otherwise,
you're saying the opposite.
No, because I'm asking, what would have happened if it just said lo yivakir? What would the halacha be? So number one would be a lav. There would be a lav there, right? That you shouldn't do it. But what happens if you're tempted to do it? What, it would be masna mashin kosa b'torah. This is why the Ramban says lo yuchal, is to tell you this.
I told you that the Ramban's riot's a lav.
Yeah.
Is you see that the Mishnah and the Gemara, when it speaks about Bechor, it says it's Masna Mashim Kosev Torah. And the Ramban says there would not be a category of Masna Mashim Kosev Torah if it was not a lav. That's what he says. That's another raya for the Ramban.
So what I'm
which
saying,
I told you last time, I'm not so sure about.
I'm saying if it just said Lo Yivakir, the halakha would be, you're not allowed to do it, it's a lav. And if you do it, it doesn't work. Because it's Masna Masha Kosabatara. So you
well,
would have
whether
the
it works or doesn't work,
you would have the same exact halacha according to Ramban.
No, I'll tell you. But he says, if it would say Lo Yivakir, if it would say Lo Yivakir, then I would think then it's Toleo Machloikis Abayin
yes,
Rava.
Then it would be Toleo Machloikis.
Because what does it say by Tamura? Lo Yachli Fenova Lo Yamiris.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't say Lo Yochol.
So according to this, Abayin Rava, all in agreement over here, according to this.
Could be.
That's why it never
although
brings it down.
Although the Yochol.
That's why it never brings it down, according to.
Although the Yochol that you were interpreting as coming in the Torah to tell you, don't think it's machlokes abaye v'rava.
Yeah.
The Ramban uses the extra word of yochol to prove it's a lav, which is not like you're saying, correct?
No, but abaye v'rava maybe wouldn't agree, disagree in that.
Okay,
case.
But I'm saying, you know what the Ramban
never,
is
that's
saying.
That's why it's never brought as an example of the machlokes between abaye and rava, because they both agree according to Ramban. Because lo yuchal means.
Okay, but I'm just saying the word yuchal according to Ramban is coming to teach you it's a lav.
Yeah.
While you're coming to say it's coming to teach you that according to everyone, lo mahani.
Right.
So Ramban is actually a little different. Ayin sham, like he says, look over there. Okay, now we come to a very interesting thing, and here I really need the Balei Kriya. If we're coming to something, and I really don't know what to make of this next paragraph, I really do not have a lot, if anything, to add to this next paragraph. But it is very interesting. V'Ramban b'Feresh HaTorah, Kosov, the Ramban in his Perish Torah writes, Ki alav hazeh, this lav, and again the Ramban sheet is its mamsha lav, the lo yuchol, v'chein hadin hazeh, the imriba le'echad min hayorshim, b'makom b'chor, right, the lo mahani masav, zed dafka, the ha'b'chor chai. We learned the halacha, which is based on Benos Slavcha, if you remember last time. Mm-hmm. The Chelek Pishnayim does not just reside in the Bechor himself, but it also is transferred to all of the Bechor's descendants. So if a Bechor dies B'chaya Av, like is the case of Benos Slavchad, with her grandfather, etc., Chefer, right? Do you say that the grandchildren can take the place of the Bechor and be no Tal Pishnayim? The Halacha is yes. That if the Bechor himself has children, and even though he dies B'chaya Av, those children are entitled to the Chelek B'chayra. So Ramban wants to be Mechadesh. When is it that there's this Lav Lo Yuchal Avaker? That's only if it's done to a living Bechor at the time of the father's Petira. Aval Im, however, but if what? Aval Im. Sorry, aval im ha-bechor meis. But if the bechor died b'chaya av, if the bechor died while the father was alive, correct? And then what does the father do after the bechor's death? He goes, my son the bechor is unfortunately not here, and these grandchildren I don't particularly like, so I am going to be maver the pishnayim from these grandchildren who are taking it in the place of their son the bechor, because I'm not interested in these grandchildren getting pishnayim. The Ramban says, in that case, his masav would work.
Valid. And it's not usher. It's not
usher. Right. Avalima b'chor meis b'chay aviv v'nisharu banim dehem yorshim chelik b'chayra. And again, it's not only banim, correct? You learn from Benos Slav that it could even be daughters, correct? Right. If there are only daughters, correct? Mikom makom im ha'av. Haver chelik b'chora mi, right? Mi me'echod eino, that is not considered to be what? Eino oiver b'lav. He's not oiver in a lav. Fascinating, correct?
This is only going to be Yosef ben Berakha. And you need Rabbi Yosef ben Berakha's din, right? Because
correct.
Even Rabbi Yosef ben Berakha normally admits that by b'chor you can't do it, but in this case you could do it.
Correct, correct.
Well, the case of Masha Zalafkad, Benos Zalafkad, there was no son, so there was no Bechor. There was no Bechor.
Their father was
a
title.
But their father was a Bechor.
Their father, I forget the exact Gemara. Either their father was the son of a Bechor and they were the grandchildren, granddaughters of the Bechor, but there was a Bechor in their lineage. So therefore, even the Bechor wasn't around to collect Pishnayim.
If their father was, you're talking about if their father was a Bechor,
right,
then the daughters would have gotten the Pishnayim.
Correct. I'm saying provide there are no sons.
Right.
Because the case he brings here is Bonim.
Okay.
Yes?
I have something on the second line. I don't know if it's going to get to our discussion. If there's a clarification, I'll tell you what bothers me. He says like this, and I quote, I think it's very ambiguous. Why? Let's say he has five sons, okay?
Correct.
And the first one is a Bechor.
Right.
So, with the Bechor, let's say if you get 200, everybody gets 100. he gave the Bachar 200, one he gave 125. Is that what he's talking about?
No, he's talking about a case like this. That you're using the din of Rabbi Yochanan and Broca to move around the assets of the estate. Now, normally you could do that. Meaning, as long as you don't touch the Bachar. Right. If the Bachar gets 200, with the remaining 100 to each one, you can do whatever you want. But he says, let's say the father goes ahead and says, not only do I like son 3 better than son 4, but I like son 2 better than son 1. So just like I gave son 4 150 and left for son 350, I now want to give son 2 150 and the Bechor only 150. That's the case. Where we're using the din of Rabbi Yochanan and Broca not only to affect the other sons, but also to affect the Bechor.
That's only if you gave the equal amount. If you, let's say, took off, he may gave the Bechor 150, and he gave 125.
You're not allowed to take from the Bechor at all. That's the case we're talking about. That the Havaras Nachla can never affect the Chelek Bechor.
Even the Chelek Poshut of the Bechor. Because he has to get Pishnan. Didn't we discuss that last week?
Well, that's for sure. I'm sure it's not going to affect the Chelek Pashut, because he can't affect the Chelek.
If he takes away the Chelek Pashut, he never got Pishnayim.
Correct. Right. In other words, the Bechor can never be affected. The Bechor always has to get Pishnayim. That's the halacha. But the Rabban wants to be Mechadish. This is only true that you cannot affect the Chelek Bechor of Pishnayim only if the father does this while the Bechor is alive. But if the Bechor passes away and leaves children who are destined or supposed to receive the Chelek Pishnayim, for those, let's see the last one, Yekomakom Ima Av Hever Chelek Bechora, correct? Me'echad Eina Iver Bala V'gam Ahani Masav. Meaning the whole Ina of Lo Yuchel Levaker does not apply if the Bechor is not alive. Even though it's the same Chelek Bechora going through, so to speak, the Bechor to his children. Why? We'll see a very interesting thing. So why?
He thinks it comes from Lo Yuchel.
No, it comes from, we'll see, Al-Pnei.
Al-Pnei.
Right. Im Amar.
Al-Pnei. Lo Yuchel Al-Pnei.
Right. Im Amar Al-Echad Me'yorshav, correct? She'yirash Oso, right? Sorry, where am I up to?
Al-Pnei, second line. Al-Pnei.
I'm not finishing the first line.
Oh, so you should have said, Moshe Lo B'makom Bechor.
Echad Me'yorshav She'yirash, correct? She'yirash Oso, right? That will not work. Correct? Shalom.
He's saying it will work over here.
It will. I mean, yeah, normally it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But in this case, when the Bechor is not alive when he does it, right?
It works.
It works. Right? Shalom b'makom Bechor. Why? Because Ulashon, Delashon lo yuchol, what's the exact pasuk?
Al-Pnei
ben ha-snua. Correct, which is interesting. Right, because that's correct, because the snua is the Bechor, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So even though it doesn't say Al-Pnei Bechor, it says Al-Pnei ben ha-snua.
Al-Pnei ben ha-snua ha-Bechor.
Okay, so it does. So what does Al-Pnei mean? So the Rabban says a chiddush. He wants to say whenever it says Al-Pnei, it's referring to the person being alive. Correct? Lo matzino rak b'chayev. The Rabban makes a sweeping assertion that the words Al-Pnei in the Torah always mean Al-Pnei means while he's alive. So meaning there's no logic, there's no sfora. There might be logic, or there might be a sfora, which all you guys can go ahead and theorize about.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the Ramban does not say a sfora no a sfora, or learn it from a sfora, but he learns it from a Lashon HaPasuk. Isn't it interesting? A Rishon is Dorish HaHalacha, based on the Torah Shebichsav, which is not in Torah Sheba Al-Peh before him. Correct? Although we'll see at the end of this Minchas Chinuch, he will bring from a Medrash Rabbah that there is a discussion in a Medrash Rabbah what Al-Pnei means. Lo matzino rak b'chayev. That the words Al-Pnei always mean b'chayev. Kamo Al-Pnei terach. Where is that? Where is it?
It's like almost Horon Al-Pnei terach.
So Horon died while Terach was still alive, correct? And it also says Al-Pnei Aram. Do you know where that is?
No, it's not about
Oh, very good. So he wants to say v'dafka, that all of these cases are what? V'dafka b'chaye ha-bechor. Therefore, it says lo yuchol avakar al pnei beratzno ha-bechor. It must mean dafka, correct? B'chaye ha-bechor v'lo la'achar misasar, correct? Very interesting. V'zover zeh, right? This is his chiddush, correct?
Yeah.
V'dover zeh chiddush. The Gedolei Kol HaRishonim V'Achronim V'HaRambam Lo Hiviyu
Dvarav.
Sorry, V'Shulchan Aruch Lo Hiviyu Dvarav. The Rambam for sure is not going to bring it, because the Rambam doesn't believe to begin with this alav. V'Yem B'Tzos HaChoshen Shom Siv Katan Dalat Shehesid Alamarit. Correct? Zeh Aruch Mikoch Divrei Ramban Halom. The Maharit goes ahead and seems to say that if the Bechor is not alive, then meaning the Maharit disagrees with the Ramban and says even if the Bechor is not alive, he is still unable to be Mavir Nachla from the Bechor. So the Tzai says, doesn't the Maharit know the Ramban? So the Minchas Chinuch says the Tzai has no reasonable taina to question the Maharit based on the Ramban. Because since the Ramban is a Das Yochid, he is right, the Eina Hasaga.
Would the Ramban take it even further and say that the Al-Panei lets you be Mavakir Al-Panei Abachor if he's not alive, even without Rabbi Yochanan Berkus Din, that you can do it in a negative fashion? I mean, we're learning that you have to first come on to Rabbi Yochanan Berkus, and then usually even he said you can't do it for a Bechor.
Because that's the Sifri I quoted, right?
But now that the Ramban is saying that the Pasuk of Lo Yuchal Levakir is only Al-Panei, maybe the whole Indian of Lo Yuchal Levakir is only Al-Panei. And if it's not Al-Panei, you could even do it in a negative sense. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan Berkus Din.
Because the problem is you need a mocker like Rabbi Yochanan Berkus to teach you you're able to do this. Because the Mishnah says Stam, any guy who wants to change Yerusha is mas namas kashrut b'tar.
Yeah, but what the Mishnah meant, according to Ramban, maybe, is that the regular thing, that you can't be mevaker from the pasuk. You can't do it.
But you're not talking about changing everybody else.
When it's not al-panei, you can do anything you want.
You're talking about just taking
the b'chor.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He's saying that you can cheat the b'chor.
If he's not alive.
So you want to say the polar opposite.
Yeah.
You can't take
that. The Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Berkus would say, if I have no Bechor, there's no way that I can deviate or move over the Yerusha from one to another. But by Bechor, they may say you can.
Only the Chelek
Bechor.
Only the Chelek Bechor.
You don't need to do it in that positive sense. I'm being giving this one more than that. You can start it, you can do it as a negative sense.
It's
no thing of
the Gemara is master, Kuzchav Vavlan Beis. That only Rabbi Yochanan Berkus would allow Havaras Nachla from even a Pasha to a Pasha based on his limit of the Pasuk.
He's not saying that you could touch the Chelek HaPasha.
You might think it's saying the Pishnayim.
You can only touch the Chelek of the Bechara. Now it's free for all. The father has an option, if the Bechara already died, to take the Chelek Bechor and distribute it differently.
So I wonder, what about the Aseh? It's interesting, by the way, that the Ramban says that if you try to be Mavir, the Chelek Bechor from the Bechor, and be Mamayadit, you're over a lot, but he also said you're over the Aseh. I didn't see the Ramban inside, but what would you say about the Aseh? Mm-hmm. That the Aseh doesn't apply because Lo Yuchel, because Al-Panei doesn't apply? So the Aseh also doesn't apply?
Right.
Yeah, it goes on both, even though it's the form of the Lachra. Because the Aseh is open with the word ki. It's going on. Lo yuchal vakar as ben ahu al-panei ben al-bechor. Ki is al-bechor yakir, lo tzadov yishnayim. So it's connected.
It's all totally
it's
connected.
It's connected.
Right, good.
If the Pnei takes away the Lo yuchal, it takes away the Aseh too.
On the ball today.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Is there a Leah connect?
Right.
Okay, but I'm saying, I have a question. Besides this, I don't know, and I admit this is a shtickle amaratzis. Instead of this part, without these psukim and kiseitze, well, yuchal avakir, let's say little pishnayim, is there another mucker in the Torah that a bechor gets pishnayim? Besides these psukim and kiseitze, does it say anywhere else in the Torah that a bechor gets pishnayim?
Yosef had two children. He gave him Pishnayim. Yosef, because his father treated him as the Bechor. He thought he was the Bechor.
But does it say anywhere clearly, like in Kiseitse, that a Bechor gets Pishnayim? Or is that the only marker that a Bechor gets Pishnayim? See, I can't think of any other place. Let's assume it's the only place, correct? So Chachamim would agree that there is a directive to give a Bechor Pishnayim, correct? So since there is a directive to give the Bechor Pishnayim, and even though the Rambam does not list it as a separate Aseh, it's definitely part of Dinei Nachlus, correct? A Bechor gets Pishnayim. So wouldn't you say that by the very fact someone wants to deviate from a directive in the Torah, it'd be Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah? You don't think so? And therefore, Chachamim, even the Al-Panay doesn't apply and the Lav doesn't apply, nevertheless, there's a directive from the Torah, and therefore you could not deviate?
I mean, the Pella is that the next Pasuk, which stipulates Pishnayim, doesn't say Pnei. Ki es ha bechor ben
hasnuah. That was the point that I complimented him on.
It's linking it to the first part of the
Pasuk.
You can't be mavakir. Ki, because you're supposed to get Shnayim. So it's a connective.
That's the question I asked. Would the Ramban also suspend the Aseh? So Shai and everyone thought of Davar Pashut. You're not so sure, right, of Rami?
Well, no, it's Pashut that the Ramban is linking it and combining it for sure.
He's saying it, honey, and he's saying it's Einav B'Lav.
So anyway, the Minchas Kuf wants to make a very strong point. His point is this Ramban is so out in left field that no one could rely on it for any Psak Halacha. And he says the Ktsais goes ahead and has a Saga on the Maharit, because he says the Maharit should have been Choshesh for the Ramban. And he says the Eina HaSaga. To go ahead and argue with somebody based on this Ramban is meaningless. Why? Kayen Ba'urim V'Tum, I'll prove to you. Because the Urim V'Tum in B'Kuntras Takfa Kayen, Sof Simon Ayin Beis, the Shachas are not the only one who are a Kuntras Takfa Kayen. Many other people in Simon Ayin Beis, which deals with Tfisa, goes ahead and speaks about all the Klolim of Tfisa. And within the Klolim of Tfisa, they come to a very interesting halacha of Kimli. Kimli is that a guy grabs something or comes to bed and says, you know what? You cannot defeat me, because even though you, Dayanim, are paskening all one way, I am saying that I hold like Rabbeinu Yerucham. Or I hold like, I hold like a certain shita, and therefore kimli. And even though the Psak Halacha does not agree with this shita's rishain, I am holding like a kimli. And there is such a concept that a person could hold on to certain assets, even though the majority of Halacha is against him, based on the taina of kimli. I'm sure as a Rav, every guy that you had any disagreement said, Kimli, I hold like that sheet that you could talk during Kaddish, no?
No, let me tell you, in money it works because he's a Musik. He has to be a Musik.
Right.
For the Musik, and it's Halacha L'maisa.
Yeah.
You're not a Musik because you were Teufis from a Musik.
No, but now you're Musik.
But that shouldn't work.
No.
That's the whole issue.
The Kimli helps him be a Musik. It comes to a Koich a Musik. The Kimli is from
it. No, I can't use Kimli to be Maitzi.
It comes from being a Musik, or Kimli makes
that's
you a Musik?
That's the question. A Musik is always what it is right now from you.
I know, but does Kimli allow you to be a Musik?
He came in the middle of the night, I've heard it for a minute. They're not trying. What is right now? He's a Musik. And Kimli says he holds on to it.
So, the question is, though, Minchas Chinuch wants to know, can you use this Ramban to say Kimli? Meaning, can I be, for instance, the Bechor, and say, you know what, I went ahead...
Not the Bechor, you want the other brothers.
Pretty heavy hitter, the Ramban, no? If you're saying
you
Kimli?
You the brothers who got the Chiluk of Bechor now, can you say
you're pretty heavy hitter, the Ramban, no?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you be able
but he's saying, so how would this work?
If you could ever say Kimli.
This Ramban says that Mahani, meaning the Pashut grabs the Chelek Bechor.
Right.
And the Bechor says, I give it back to me, Lo Yuchel Levaker. The Pashut says, I am holding on to it because I've been learning Ramban al-Torah my whole life, and I am Mr. Ramban, and Kimli, I hold like the Ramban.
But if the father, first the father, first step, the father has to do it.
Correct.
The father has to say, this person gets more. Right. Now, he has to chop it. But it could be that it's an estate, so nobody's a mukhsuk there.
Who's but let's say it's a case where that happens. Let's say
estate, nobody's a mukhsuk.
But let's say it's a case like that. Right. Let's say a guy gets chelik b'chor. Let's not get into karka. Let's say there are cars, correct? And they're splitting the cars. And the b'chor is pishnayim, the pasha comes and grabs his car, and he says, I have eidim and I have all proofs that my father willed me to have the chelik b'chor as opposed to the b'chor. B'chor goes to Bezdin, he says, I just learned minchas chinuch, lo yuchol levaker. So the guy says, but the Ramban says that, sorry, it's not another brother, it's a grandchild that does this, correct? Right. Has to be a grandchild. Because if it's another son, a parshat himself, it will not work. It has to be a parshat versus a grandchild of the father, correct?
Right.
A son of the b'chor.
Yeah. Right, a grandchild of the father, the Meirish, a grandchild of the Meirish. Right. Right. So they have this machlekes. So the person, the parshat that grabbed it, that was bequeathed, the extra chelek of the pishnayim to him versus the b'chor, can he taina kimli? So even though, like Tzvi says, the Ramban was gedolei olam and a very, as you put it, in our vernacular, a heavy hitter, correct? The Babe Ruth of Lou Gehrig of Rishonim. Nevertheless, what?
He criticized everybody else. He wasn't only heavy hitter.
Well, everyone criticized Ibn Ezra.
He had the strength.
Yeah. But yeah, the Ramban, right? The Ramban is
the Ramban.
But the issue is that the people who came after the Ramban, the codifiers and the decisors, didn't even bother to bring his shita. And the Urim V'Tumim has a klal. The Kudrus talk about Koye, Sof Simon Ayin Beis, the Ein, right, you know, the Ein Litoin Kimli, Al Das, correct?
Aldeya
She'ena B'Shulchan Aruch.
You know why? Because it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara has no thing. He's making his own drasha.
But that's...
There's no...
That's a reason...
That's why they were able to reject it.
That's a reason why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah probably left it out. But he's not depending on that. For whatever reason it may be, the Urim V'Tumim is giving a klal. If there's a shitas rishon that is not brought by either the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah, it is considered to be all non-existent for the purpose of Kimli. It's a very interesting clown Kimli.
What if other people quoted the Shulchan Aruch? Other people samech on it. Is it dafke Shulchan Aruch and Ramah?
That's what he seems to. Yeah, that's what he seems to say. That's the chiddush of the Tumim. The Tumim Tokfel Kohen is giving klolei Kimli.
They might not have brought out speculate because the Ramban, it's interesting the Ramban, he doesn't say that he brought it anyway in his Chedushim on Shas. And he just did it on a Spirush on Chumash. Sometimes, like Rashi,
yes, and others, so sometimes
they attach a Pasuk the way the Pasuk is, the Pashto, even though it's not La Halacha. If it's La Halacha, the Ramban meant it, he would have brought it down when he's discussing the Sugi of Bechor and Shas. He only brings it in Chumash. And sometimes they say Lefi Pshuta, but it's not the way that's correct.
See, once again, all of you are rationalizing the first step, why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't bring it. The Tumim is saying, I don't care what the reasoning is. As long as it's not brought by the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, it's not in the universe of Kimli, correct?
Right.
I'm just trying to offer a possibility. Why didn't Shulchan Aruch deal with this Ramah? Bring it as a day. You know, it's interesting.
It's a riot. They didn't want Chumash. That's the rich way.
They didn't want the Ramban and Chumash.
Now, you got to see something amazing here. It's amazing because, number one, I don't know what to make of it. It's amazing because it shows the unbelievable bekiyas of the Minchas Chinuch. What I find fascinating is it says the Minchas Chinuch did not have a lot of Sfarim. He says many times, Ein ze tachatz yadi, correct? But here he brings a Medrash Rabbah, which is definitely not one of the famous Medrash Rabbahs. So for instance, even though I'm sure the Rav quoted many Medrash Rabbahs, Kedarko, Bekaidesh, and all of and many of his drushes. I am not sure if the Rav ever quoted this Medrash Rabbah.
So
let's see.
I wanted to say just that dimension. I'll say two things. One, to comment on this, And when I went to Rav Nachshon, he used to be Mavi Sedra with Medrash, only Medrash Rabbis. I didn't check on him, I didn't fare him. And the Zohar Kodesh. The reason came to mind because in Parshas Nosa, he used to just get the Medrash Rabbis, the whole volume by itself. So he used to excuse himself that, you know, he needs more time. In other words, could have his Mavi Sedra besides Rashi, you know, or yeah, Rashi.
Well, this is my question. That was his considered to be Targum? He used the Medrash Rabbis as his Targum?
Targum, no. Targum is Targum.
Because there's a sheet that Rashi can be used for Targum, correct?
Right,
a sheet like
right,
that.
Right. But he used Targum.
He says in addition to Targum he did that.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe instead of Rashi. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I was watching the Hider of the Shabbos.
It's a dinosaur.
So they have an Targum. And in my presentation I mentioned that Rav Schwab, Zecherei Livracha, he used to, he's still officially a dying over there, dying cone, Chayshim Mishpat, and he's a Gerach Hasid, and he used to, and I heard this from himself, that he used to tell dying cone, how old is your Menhagim? 200, 250 years. Chadush Harim, Baal Shem, mine is 1,250 years. 1,220 years, talks about the Kalir and everything else.
Right.
So, Rabbi Mantel told me they have, that's the Halacha L'maaseh. Counts clients was Hashem Lakecha members, the Chazans are Hashem Lakecha members. So they don't do that over there. What do? The Rav finishes off the last part, he says the Hatis, and he just says Hashem Lakecha members like everybody else. And the Chazan just says MS. So he says, so somebody wants to come over to Rav Schwab, Shulchan Aruch. He says, our many years before Shulchan Aruch. It's on my head, it's before Shulchan Aruch. It's about before Shulchan Aruch.
Very interesting.
Wow. Straight from Har Sinai.
That's the
Chazal Rishon Lakish. Our come straight from Har Sinai.
Yeah.
One of the Rishonim,
let's finish this paragraph. Yesh Tumo Al Haramban. This Ramban is difficult. Not because of all the reasons we mentioned, that there's no marker in Torah Baal Peh, and he's mechayish this, because even his interpretation al-Pinay is questionable. Does al-Pinay, he assumes the Ramban, al-Pinay always means bechayev, correct?
Right.
And he says, Dover zeh machloikes b'medrash rabbah. How do we interpret the words al-Pinay is actually a machloikes in medrash rabbah? Parshas b'midbar. So if someone was maver sedra with medrash rabbah, they would tell us what this is, right? Perek Bey's Oz.
Chavav,
that what?
Oz is Parsha.
Pasuk
Vayechayin.
Vayechayin Elozer V'Yisomer.
Vayechayin Elozer V'Yisomer Al Pnei Aron Avihem. So where is that Pasuk? Yeah, you know the Pasuk or not?
No, it's in Bamedbar.
Bamedbar, the last
one. Exactly.
No,
Bamedrish
is in
Bamedbar.
Doesn't mean the
Pasuk. I think
the
Pasuk is in Bamedbar.
He quotes
Bamedbar. Perak.
It was Chavav, but not a Pasuk. He hasn't quoted a Pasuk.
It's not a Pasuk.
We just had the Pasuk.
Shai, didn't you just learn Bamedbar?
It's in Bamedbar.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Vayachain Elazar V'Yisomer. Al Pnei Aron Avihim. Reb Yitzchak Amar Bechayot. This still happened, that they were inaugurated, and they were what? They were given their Hachtorah.
That's fine.
And everything where? While Aaron was still alive.
No, Aaron retired.
So it's interesting. Reb Chiya Bar Ava Omar Bimosa. Which is strange, because Aaron doesn't die until where? Until Chukas, yes. Right?
Correct.
It's in Perek Gimel Balidor.
Yeah? So how can it be Bimosa? I'm just curious.
That's fine. The part of the matter.
So how could it be Bimoso? You're gonna tell me like it's just giving, it's like it's just making a statement in Bamidbar about a general rule and actually happened later that they were appointed after Aaron's death?
We're gonna take a look. No,
Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Bechayev, Rabbi Chiya Ba'avar Amar Bimoso. Al date de Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar Bechayev, and what is the basis for Rabbi Yitzchak that says Al Pnei means Chayev? Like the Ramban says, is the case in every case. Nemar kan al pnei, v'nemar lahalam by Terach, al pnei Terach aviv, that Haran died while Terach was still alive. Al date the Reb Chiya Bar Ava. But where is the marker for Reb Chiya Bar Ava? The Amar b'Mosa, which says al pnei in this pasuk vayechahein, Elazar v'isam al panei Aharon means b'moso. Where does he get it from? So there is a case where al panei is clearly l'achar meisai. Shenema, because it says vayakam Avraham me al panei meisai, correct?
Right.
And there was the chayisara?
Yeah.
Right? V'hine hu machlokas amaroi v'tzorich iyot.
Well, panei meisai means different. Panei meisai is dead. It says al panei do it. That's why it says al panei.
No, it's, you might argue with the Amira, but the point is the statement of the Ramban that al panei is always while you're alive.
The
Minchas Chinuch has a problem with that because it's shnuya b'machlokas amaroim. So besides all of the problems all of you had with the Ramban not being brought down, either because there's no Makar Toshim Baal Peh before him, or because, like Shai said, he doesn't bring it anywhere in his Chedushim, and just his Perash al Torah, the Minchas Chinuch has even a bigger problem with the Ramban, correct? That his assertion that al panei means definitively while you're alive, correct? Seems to be a subject of disagreement in the Midrash Rabbah. So, L'chaira, maybe you could answer like Tzvi. Al panei stam means b'chayev. But when it's al panei maisa, it means b'maisa. But that's not really an answer. Because Rav Chiya Ba'avar transfers that from al panei maisa to here, right, where it just says al panei, correct? So even though you write al panei moso can be interpreted no other way,
right,
he uses it as a general guide for what al panei means, correct?
Very questionable, very questionable. Because al panei means in the face of, if the person's dead, it's finished. If it mentions his name, it means he's alive. A person is normally alive. It doesn't say his name. If it is, said his name and he was dead, then I would prove it. I would prove it. But it doesn't. It says that he's dead. So, of course, that's what Al Panei means. Al Panei means in the face of that dead person. Or in the face of such person means it's alive. Okay, it's debatable.
I'm just going to read the article, okay?
Yes, great.
Okay. So it said like this, the whole thing's a chiddush, he's going to tweet, that's always have to see inside, right? So good, as he quotes, it's very simple. Vanam lahoyil ham, that's the way another of you died. And then it says, Vayichayin alozor, alozor, yisomar, abisor, kamar, b'chayov, chiyah barav, omar, b'moysor. Okay? And I'll dante the rest of what it says over there. So here, inside, the explanation. Abisor said expression, means during his lifetime, yeah? What does that mean? On the bottom. Elazar Sommer actually served as Kahanim Gedoylan while Aharon was alive. See further the Medrash of the Lord. The issue is, the Machlok is with the Kahanim Hedoytim, Kahanim Gedoylan. And that makes sense.
Rabban
is there. Huh?
Then he said,
not so kind of Gedoylan. And there's a difficulty arising that it's obvious that a regular Kohen served during his father's lifetime. What then is the verse coming to teach us? The Sidur Rabban in our verse who addresses the question, though he's not discussing Reb Chiya Ba'avar's opinion, which is, Atata Reb Chiya Ba'avar b'moisai.
No, but that says it goes back to another review.
So in other words, this is very, very...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the Minchas Chinuch's horror on the Ramban? It's a good horror, right? But the Ramban assumes al panei under all circumstances is what? Al panei is always b'chayav. So the Ramban definitely knew this Midrash Rabbah because
he talks about this by the Shabbat on the Pasuk.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So how do you explain the Ramban in Lo Yuchol Levakir?
Oh, well, if you want to keep on doing, let's take the Ramban here, what he has to say, and then we'll find out what he has to say.
So you'll be better.
That's what we're finding out.
Could you? I missed this. What you're saying over here? When you're reading the article, can you tell me what? Outside. Just tell me outside what it says.
Inside.
So you missed it. You should have paid attention.
But I'm paying attention, but I don't understand what you're. It's like you're having a conversation. I don't know. Is Ramban agreeing with himself, or is it a conflict with our Ramban?
Yeah. Really, we should really look at the Ramban.
Rabbi, No, Ramban says that it means in the lifetime of
it. In the lifetime. And he's consistent.
Yeah.
He only holds that it means. Right. So how does he learn the pshat of Aaron?
It's referring to another view because that's the first half of that whole pasha.
What do you mean, another
Nadav and Avihu died, and then it talks about those of some are taking their place.
Eventually. Even though the other ones would have been normally Kango, now they're gone, so now he's going to be, but it's suspended until Aaron dies.
The whole thing's in, like,
so you're telling me the answer to the Ramban is, the Ramban says, yes, there is a machloikis, but I am definitively paskening, like the Mandi Amar says, Alpani is Bechayev. Therefore, the correct interpretation of Alpenei, based on the way I paskin from that Medrash Rabbah, is what? Is Bechayev.
Yeah.
So that's the way to do the Ramban. Because the Ramban knows, says to the Minchas Sinach, yeah, I know that Machloikis. But you paskin Bechayev, Alpenei is Bechayev. Is that the way to do, answer the Ramban?
Bechayev, right? As long as there's a Machloikis in Medrash, you can do that.
So he paskins.
Yeah, right.
Just interesting the way the Ramban says it definitively.
The question is, what does the Ramban do with Alpenei Biyakum Avim Alpenei Mesa?
So once again, Alpenei Stam.
What does Ramban do with
Alpenei
Mesa? Alpenei Stam means Bechayev.
Yeah.
Unless it says clearly Alpenei Mosa, correct?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.